Olivia here, and we wanted to give you a sneak peek on one of our calls from our Career Upgrade Masterclass and show you how we work through issues and barriers with our clients. And this particular call, we cover a couple big ones. The first one is the education barrier. Many people worry they don't have the right education to do what they want to do. And this is true in some cases, but in most cases it's not. And we break that down on this call. The second one is really forcing people to think bigger and broader about what's possible for them. A lot of times people make assumptions about really what they're capable of doing and what skills are transferable. And so we break down both of these barriers on this call. So definitely check it out and see if you can get a couple takeaways. Hope you enjoy it.
Let's take barrier four, where you said, you know, the barrier is I don't have a degree in life sciences. And you say, I've got a technical, a double E and a MBA and a strong desire to keep learning, so I'll be able to quickly pick up any missing elements I would need for a specific position. Mm-hmm. So what that requires them to do is to say, okay, I believe that you can learn this, but they're having to, as opposed to somebody who's sitting there who has a life sciences degree, they know that they're going to have to come to the table and essentially make a concession that they're willing to, you know, grant you time, resources to be able to get spun up in this area that you may not have subject matter expertise. And that's fine, but you want to have something bigger to balance out. So when they're looking at that life sciences person, they're saying, what's more valuable to me? Somebody who brings in a fresh perspective, has dealt with, you know, solving problems in more austere environments with limited resources, building value in this whole other area where they say, you know what, the life sciences part, that we can solve that. These other skills really address the heart of what the true problem is that we need to tackle. And, you know, and a large component of that too, in my experience, is building up, you know, relationships, cohorts, whatever you want to call them, to also speak to that and to validate that that's been their experience working with you and what they know about you personally and professionally, so that you're, you know, as much, and that's the thing with the relationship piece, you know, the more that you can be a known quantity going in and there's validation, the easier it makes that become. What do you think, Olivia?
I think the assumption is that you need to have that degree to be qualified for the roles that you want. And I would argue that when it comes to the level of job you're seeking, it doesn't come down to education is the least of the focus. I think it comes down to whether or not that hiring manager is confident that you're going to be able to make them look good. So when you think about it that way, I think it's going to come down to your conversations as we go through this process. You're going to feel either you need to pivot or you're going to feel more confident, because right now we're basing this off of what you're reading on a job description. And those are either written by HR or written by the hiring manager, when in reality, that doesn't drive the decision. So I agree with what Kevin's saying. I think it's a valid concern, and it's a normal one that most people have when they're trying to pivot industries. But ultimately what your skills the skill set that you bring and that what you are looking to accomplish, I think is going to be, I don't think it's going to be as critical to understand, you know, the industry and have that science background. That's just my assumption right now. We're going to have to test it. But I think as we go through this process, you'll feel more confident that's not really what, I think the lens that you're looking at it through is limited.
All right, and now we talk through why, you know, this particular client is struggling to come up with options, a list of job titles. Sometimes people are really good and clear about what they're getting away from, but not as clear about how to come up with the options that they are moving towards. And so in this part of the call, we really encourage him to think bigger and challenge him to really stretch himself to think about what's possible, because that's really what we are trying to get people to push and get into a role that they're excited about. So check this out now.
Yeah, that's sort of a thing I haven't been able to find somebody that was kind of my level coming out of the military that didn't do something military related, and I guess that's part of the neighborhood. I mean, it's interesting. I you know, run into a few junior guys that I got out, you know, junior military officer, you know, like the academy recruiting programs and stuff, but fewer that are, you know, my vintage that, you know, made it to retirement and then made a significant transition.
Yeah.
But I will keep looking.
Yeah. I mean, it's that, because it's like it's where the center of gravity is, right? I mean, it's where most people end up going. Cause it's, I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way. It's easy. And the money was there, and
yeah.
I mean, to a degree, the money may still be there. It's just, you know, going away a little bit more.
Right.
So yeah. So now the question becomes pivoting, and you know, the fact of the matter too is, and I think this is a good thing, is that it's not easy to pivot out of that, which means that there are a lot of people who just won't do it. And they may say they're doing it, and they may say they're trying to do it, but that thins the herd right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, not to try to kind of shine it up too much, but there's opportunity in there, and I think there's probably less competition of other folks who are trying to do this because they're not doing it the right way than you would think.
Okay.
It's still a competitive marketplace, but you know, all it takes is one, which is
right,
and the right one. So,
right.
I actually will add one other thing. So I have a client that reminds me a little bit of you. He's very kind of technical, I would say, in the finance vertical, very finance services, creating all of the finance type of stuff there. And then he's looking at transitioning into business development, which sounds like a really big jump. But what he learned through talking and having conversations is it's very transferable, because at the end of the day, as you operate at the level you're seeking to operate, it's less about technical functional skills. It's more about accomplishing certain objectives through others. And so it's clear to me you have a track record of doing that. And so it's just a way, it just comes down to how you position that. But I'm sure that as you start to go through this process, you'll start to uncover that and feel, I think, more confident in whatever direction you choose. And obviously that's what the validation step is for. So right now, don't play it too safe. Be willing to do a stretch, because ultimately our goal is to get you in a role that's challenging and exciting for you, not just something that feels like you've done it before and that you can do it again, unless that's what you want.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. I was just making sure. I'm because obviously we don't want to push you down a path, but I would really encourage you to stretch yourself a bit and think broader and bigger.
Yeah, no, actually one of the things I don't like about current position is it's too comfortable. Like you said, done it before and easy to keep doing.
Yeah, I mean, once you've done some pretty large scale projects, you can do it in your sleep, because it's just part of you. You know all the moving parts and you know how to break it down and make things happen. So I think it's something like operations or something a little more strategic and getting able to operate on an even bigger playing ground could be intriguing for you. And as I look at some of the organizations that you've operated in, they're large, big brand recognition. So that would sell very well to like a mid-sized company, and you'd get to have an even bigger impact. So I wouldn't make any assumptions about what's possible as far as what role you could operate in. I would think a little bit more about what excites you, because that I think that Kevin and I will help you with the positioning. Just for now, if it's a little bit of a stretch, put it, and you're excited about it, put it down and let's talk about it next time and break it down. And then we'll actually validate that through the process.
Okay. And that's going back to the job title role kind of thing.
Yeah, I would encourage you to still keep to come up with at least two or three more that are not in the program management.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure I had the assignment right before we close.
No, does that seem reasonable?
Absolutely.